Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. SPM 2020 saw the best national grade, national average grade in 5 years despite the pandemic. And while we extend our congratulations to the cohort, we look at the policy angle and implications tonight, whether this means the home-based learning concerns we had over the past year, whether the approach to online learning had been more effective than initially thought. Let's speak now to Dati Nur Azima Abdul Rahim. She's chairperson of the Parents Action Group for Education Malaysia, better known as PAGE. Good evening, Azima. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Now, do you think that the concerns we had, when we've been talking about this for the past year plus now, about home-based learning and the digital divide, were all those concerns misplaced, given that students excelled in SPM 2020?
Hi, Melissa and Sharad. Thank you for having me again on your show. Actually, I'm quite perplexed and quite amazed at the results today, because as we all know, we had the students and teachers had great challenges throughout last year, and teachers struggled and students struggled as well, and parents too had difficulty, you know, keeping their jobs and putting food on the table. So I think it's a miracle, and definitely, as Dr. Tu puts it, we have to celebrate the successes. But it truly, truly does not affect, does not reflect what has happened, throughout last year and this year. I had expected its results to be quite poorly. What with, connectivity challenges, as Jingan mentioned earlier. And also, you had children with mental issues, children who dropped out, students who did not attend online classes. And not only that, only about, at best, 70% of students had some kind of learning device. And even then, some students were sharing one handphone, which isn't even a good learning device, among siblings and parents. So how could such conditions, produce such good results? I'm very, very perplexed at all this.
Azima, because there's, as our two previous guests have suggested, we need to wait for more details. And there's a sense that the claims being made by the Ministry of Education are rather broad claims, right? I mean, when we get down to the details, you see, successes in some areas and maybe declines in others. And we just talked about vocational education, for instance. What do you think potentially are areas that we might miss if we get too caught up in the celebration of this comparison with 2019? What still needs to be done?
Well, if the results are so good, considering the circumstances, maybe we should think about closing schools. And let's just go ahead with the online and remote learning and improve TV, and let's, if it does boil down to that, and then let's get rid of, underperforming teachers, and let's restructure the whole system, and let's address quality of education once and for all, and not, dilly-dally with, what we have been going against. So maybe, but teachers also have been saying they have problems teaching online. They don't know how to teach online, and they still think that face-to-face learning is the best way of learning. So how did this results come about? It's a miracle.
Right. One of the guests, Dr. Koo Wei-Kiong just now, talked a little bit about, perhaps SPM takers were given a bit more priority, were guided given the challenges of the past past year. So I'm just wondering, because it was pointed out that this is the last batch that will be doing the KBSM syllabus, do you see, you know, concerns about the future SBM takers, whether that assessment might be more reflective of the quality of education, whether we might see challenges from the past year, and I would suspect this year, reflected in that assessment, in that SBM cohort?
Well, I feel that, teachers may be familiar with KBSM, you know, but you must realize that the SBM students who just received the results today, they are doing it for the first time. Not only that, if there was some, and even in Form 4, there's very little learning by students because they consider it a honeymoon year and they normally put all the effort in Form 5. And maybe the reason for the better results this year is to give confidence to the students who will be sitting for SPM next. Maybe, you know. But again, I think in the end, there were challenges, and I think that for students who will receive the SPM cert and have no intention to pursue education, then pursue higher education, that's fine. But students who will pursue higher education, I think there will be difficulties moving on to that level.
Right. Thank you so much for your time.
This time.
That was Dathin Nur Azima from Page speaking to us tonight, wrapping up the show, because that's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. Don't forget to get all the latest news and information on COVID-19 vaccines from AstraAwani.com as well as the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching the show tonight. I'm Alyssa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
We will be back same time tomorrow. Till then, good night.